This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question, why doesn't everybody love Christ? Thus far, we have shown these basic reasons why various people do not love Him. Because of ignorance, they simply do not know what they ought to know. Because of lust, they love the world too much to love God. And because of indifference. Last time, we considered these matters at the point of indifference. Many men are indifferent to the fact that Christ is eternal, as the Word, John 1:1. They are indifferent that He gave up all heaven and all that heaven means in order to come to earth to be our Savior, Philippians 2:5-8. They are indifferent to His love for us, to His suffering for us, to His pleadings for us to be saved, Matthew 11:28-30. And they are indifferent to His authority, the One who has the right to speak to tell us what to do in order to be saved. And because of this, men invent their own ways of salvation. They invent their own religious institutions. And we take up at that point in indicating today that men are indifferent to His warnings. Christ warned of the brevity of human life. In Luke chapter 12, He tells us about a very foolish farmer whose fields brought forth plentifully. In fact, they were so big that he didn't have a place to put them. The harvest was so great, his barns could not hold it. And so he said to himself, "Soul, take thine ease, thou hast much goods laid up for many days." What he was going to do was to tear down his barns and build bigger and put all of his grain there, and then he himself would live off of it. It's indicative of the fact that he is looking forward to great, long years of life without thinking about the fact of the quality of his life or the fact that he was facing death. In contrast to that, God said to him, "Thou fool, tonight shall thy soul be required of thee." Now the Bible warns us of the brevity of life, that not a single one of us has any assurance of tomorrow or even of this afternoon, and yet many people are indifferent to that fact. Many are indifferent to his warnings of the punishment of the wicked. In Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 43 and going on through about verses 48 or 49, Jesus makes clear that hell is such a terrible place that any and every person would be wise to pay any price to avoid going there, to pay any price by way of the severance of human relationships, to pay any price by the way of giving up lands and houses and so forth, to pay any price even to the point of going to prison, as the Apostle Paul said is recorded in Acts chapter 21 in verse 13, that he was ready not only to be bound, that is to go to prison, but also to die. Jesus made clear that hell is so terrible that even if you must give your life to avoid it, if you must give your life in order to be faithful to him, it would be wise for you to do it in order to avoid going there. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, as he wrote to one of his churches, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life." But many men are indifferent to these warnings. They can hear these warnings and go their way as if they heard nothing at all, go their way in their lives of sin as if there were going to be no judgment. But I remind you of the fact that the Bible teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil. And the writer of the Hebrew letter declared in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." So men are indifferent to his warnings. They're indifferent to his invitation. And finally, at this point, they are indifferent to his tears. As we read in Matthew chapter 23, and the parallel passages indicate that Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem because of their sin and because of their indifference to the fact that he came into the world to offer them a way of salvation. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven," said Jesus, "but he that doeth the will of my Father." I plead with you today not to be indifferent to his authority, but to obey his will as revealed in the Bible.